Chapter 10, in which a harvest festival is held in the forest and Christopher Robin springs a surprise. Summer was almost over. The windfall apples lay on the ground, which was heavy with dew, and one morning there was mist curling in the hollows down by the stream. Christopher Robin and Pooh were paying an encouraging visit to Eeyore, who was gloomier than ever. But after a few minutes, Eeyore was showing no sign of being encouraged, and his friends were running out of things to say. "Did you know that it will soon be Harvest Festival?" asked Christopher Robin, after a particularly long silence.
"What's that, then?"
asked Eeyore suspiciously.
"Well, every September, people get together to celebrate the gathering in of the crops," explained Christopher Robin. "They make corn dollies and collect produce and put it on display. Then they sing about everything being bright and beautiful."
"Is it?"
Eeyore asked.
"Can't say I'd noticed."
"What's produce?"
asked Pooh. "It's food that you've got to spare, Pooh, like a pot of honey."
"It is,"
Pooh said, wondering if honey could be spare. "Yes, and it ought to be the best pot. The idea is to give things to the less fortunate." Pooh gulped, thinking of his row of honey jars, especially the pot second from the left at the back, which was the tallest and the fattest.
"Who are the less fortunate?"
asked Pooh. He felt that he would be one of them if he had to give away his honey. "Well, I'm not sure," said Christopher Robin. He lay on his back, looking up at the sky with a thoughtful expression. "We could have a harvest festival here in the forest," he said. "I could build a cart to put the produce in and tow it behind my bicycle. Then the less fortunate could see it and take things."
"You'll do as you like, of course," said Eeyore loudly. "But I'm not singing. Bad for the stomach."
Although Christopher Robin had learned carpentry at school, nobody had shown him how to make a cart, and it turned out to be quite tricky. The wheels ended up rather squarish, and when he came to make the tyres, there was no rubber, so he used a pair of old pyjamas instead. Then there was the question of how to attach the cart to the chassis, and the chassis to the axle, and the axle to the wheels. Working all this out involved a lot of sitting around scratching his head and turning bits of wood over in his hands, but eventually the cart was finished. It was rather bumpy and hard to pull along, but a cart it certainly was. Christopher Robin parked it in front of his house with a sign which read, "For produce, put in here, please." Once the animals had gathered around to admire the cart, everyone started to make suggestions for what else they could do to celebrate Harvest Festival. Kanga suggested baking cakes, always popular, and Rabbit suggested card games like Snap, Old Maid, and Racing Demon, not so popular, as Rabbit generally boasted when he won and sulked when he lost. But it was Christopher Robin who came up with a clever suggestion that would allow them to do all these things and more.
"It's a bit late in the summer," he said, "but why don't we have a fete? We could have blackberries and cream instead of strawberries and play games like ring toss and pin the tail on the donkey."
All the animals cheered, with the exception of Tigger, who thought he wouldn't eat any more blackberries, and Eeyore, who said,
"Excuse me,"
with great dignity. Then he said it twice more until everyone else was quiet.
"I believe, Christopher Robin,"
he continued,
"you will find that I already have a tail. True, it is attached by a nail, but you will understand my reluctance to have just anyone bashing away at it."
"Oh, Eeyore," said Christopher Robin, "I didn't mean you should—"
But the old donkey held up a hoof for silence.
"I shall give rides to the little ones instead," he announced.